Once they got over their surprise, none of them seemed to mind at all. I don't remember what I ate, only that it was good. As I expected it to be. Mrs. Wilson prepared me a plate and refused to allow me a second helping, though she did it apologetically. I guessed it had something to do with those dietary instructions she'd received. Hadn't I done the same thing to Toe? Afterward, I thanked them all and decided to go to bed. I felt really tired. As I went through the kitchen into the dining room, I heard Mrs. Wilson say,
"He seems a nice enough lad, in spite of everything. It's a pity that he and Master Kit had to meet the way they did."
"What do you mean?"
one of the maids asked. I remembered she hadn't been present when I'd come through the kitchen door those first two nights. Mrs. Wilson, Jarrett and Devlin were the only ones knowing exactly what I was.
"Oh, his little brother getting sick and needing surgery and all,"
she answered vaguely. I brushed my teeth, took my antibiotics that Devlin had put into the medicine chest,